Scotland.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Now, I received your email.
Uh-huh.
And you want us to do a random act of kindness for somebody, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Who do you think deserves that?
It's my friend Jenny.
Okay. Tell me about what's been going on.
Okay, well, basically what happened was, last year my little brother passed away from bone cancer. He was 15 at the time when he died, and he'd fought the cancer for about a year and a half. Jenny was Ronnie's girlfriend, and basically they got together when he was 6 months into his treatment. Typical cancer patient, basically, you know, he was skinny, he was bald from chemo, and nobody really expected him to start seeing anybody, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
But, you know, she saw through all that, and they started going out. And they were together for just under a year before he passed away.
And she really helped him all the way through, did she?
Yes, she did. She did. Obviously, it was really difficult for everybody, from the whole family, but especially for my little brother. But the fact that he had her with him the whole time, all the way through it, she was just fantastic. Basically, she was there good times and bad times and even worse times, really. She'd visit him in hospital. She'd be there while he was having chemo. I mean, no matter what he was going through, he'd get quite grumpy sometimes. Obviously, you know, the treatment was horrible and things like that. And she'd always, you know, be understanding, and she'd never lose her temper with him or anything like that. And she was just brilliant. The thing that really sums it up for me, what she really did for him, basically, my little brother knew that he was dying, and he knew that he was on his way out, pretty much. A few days before he actually passed away, him and my mum went for a walk just round our street, round down to the park, and he said to my mum that even though he'd been through such a horrible time, that Jenny had made his life worth fighting for, and despite everything that he faced, he was really happy because he'd had her, and that he loved her, and he knew that she loved him. And I'm just so grateful that you know, she gave him something that nobody else in the family could have ever given him. And she basically let him have that love before he died, basically. So I just wanted to apply for a random act of kindness for her, because I just think she deserves a really special treat.
It totally sounds like it, yeah.
He's not here anymore to tell her how special she is, and I just really wanted to do something to show her how much we appreciate her and how much we all love her.
You've got us all kind of going a little bit in the studio now. Okay, how old is Jenny?
She's 16 now.
Right, and she was 15 when she was going out with Ronnie, right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. So obviously, she was very important to him.
Yeah.
And, I mean, are you still in touch with her all the time?
Yeah, we see each other all the time. She was bridesmaid at my wedding back in September. And I'm actually expecting at the moment, and she'll be known as Auntie Jenny.
Yeah.
To my wee one, so...
I mean, it's great that she was there to support, but it must have been quite a tough time for her as well through all that.
Yeah, it's been dreadful. She loves Ronnie very much, and losing someone that you love, I mean, I've only, you know, he was my brother, and I've lost him as a brother that I love, and I've no idea what it would be like to lose someone that you love in that different kind of way. So she's been having a really tough time of things, getting over it.
It's a lot to deal with when you're 15, or any time, really.
Exactly, yeah. So she's battling on, she's back at school, she's finished all her exams, and she's just trying to get on with things, really, and trying to get back to normality.
And what do you want her to know from this random act of kindness?
I want her to know that even though Ronnie's not here to tell her how special she is, me and my whole family still think that she's an absolute star, and we love her to bits.
Okay, Laura, well, if you wait there, I'm going to play a track, and then I think Jenny certainly deserves a surprise, doesn't she?
Yeah, definitely.
We can do that. Stay there.
Brilliant.
So I was just speaking to Laura. Hi, Laura.
Hello.
And Laura's little brother, Ronnie, died of cancer. How long ago now?
It'll be a year in August.
Okay. And about 6 months into Ronnie's treatment, he met a girl called Jenny, and they ended up spending most of their time together. She'd visit him in hospital. She was always there for him. And they were obviously a great couple, weren't they?
Yeah.
Now, Jenny was a huge help to Ronnie through the treatment, and when Ronnie knew that he was dying, he told his mum that Jenny had made his life worthwhile, and he knew that he'd shared it with someone special. So obviously, Jenny is really important to you, Laura.
Yes, she is.
And you wanted to do something nice for Jenny, just because of what she's done for your little brother, really.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll tell you what then, let's give her a call, shall we?
Yes.
Just surprise her, okay. Hello?
Hello?
Is that Jenny?
Yeah.
Hey, Jenny, do you know who this is?
No.
It's Scott Mills here calling from Radio 1.
All right.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. You okay?
Yeah.
Now, I'm calling you for a reason you probably don't know.
No.
No idea?
No.
Right, well, who's Laura?
My boyfriend's sister.
Yeah, okay. And Laura's been in touch with me.
Really?
Just to tell me what an amazing person you were to Ronnie all through his treatment and until the end of his life, and she just wants to say thank you to you. And that's why she's got in touch with us.
Oh, that's so sweet.
She says that you've been such a support to everyone in the family, and she said that Ronnie truly loved you, and so she wants to do something nice for you, and that's where I came in.
Oh, thank you.
In fact, why don't you speak to her? Here she is.
Hi, Jenny.
Oh, my God. Hi, Laura.
Hello, how are you?
I'm okay, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you. I'm going to cry now.
Thank you so much.
No, it's okay. You deserve it. I just wanted to do something to show you how special you still are to all of us.
Thank you.
And that even though Ronnie's not here to tell you, I know he still loves you and he still thinks you're amazing. And I just wanted to say that we all love you.
Oh, I love you all too. Thank you so much. That's so sweet.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, Jenny.
Yeah?
Got a surprise for you, right?
Really?
Yes. How do you fancy... Well, you need to check your diary first, obviously, but what about London next Wednesday?
Oh, my God, really?
Can you come to London?
Yeah, I'm sure.
Okay. We'll get you here, right? And we'll put you up in a posh hotel, and then I'm going to whisk you off to the premiere of Just My Luck, which is the new film starring McFly and Lindsay Lohan. So you'll see the red carpet and all that, and the place will be littered with top celebrities. How's that?
Oh, my God, that's okay. Amazing.
Now, the whole evening is going to be a proper sparkly, star-studded do. You'll see loads of stars.
Oh,
and it's
going to
be quite posh. So dig out a good dress, yes?
Oh, my God, I'm going
to
cry.
The McFly boys will be there as well, if you like them.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
It's the UK premiere, so it will be a proper star-studded event.
Thank you.
Is that all right?
Yeah, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Just wanted to give you a call and surprise you, really. Listen, don't thank me, thank Laura.
Yeah, thank you to Laura and everyone so much.
You're welcome. Jenny, you deserve it so much. Thank you so much for everything you did for Ronnie and for my family. And thank you for still being there now and being a brilliant friend and a brilliant bridesmaid. And I'm sure you're going to be a brilliant auntie as well.
Oh, thank you so much, Laura.
You're welcome.
Hey, listen, we'll see you in London next Wednesday, yeah?
That's great, thank you.
All right, thank you, Jenny.
Bye-bye.
Have a wicked time. Thanks, Laura.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Wake up with Moyles.
Get home with Mills.